It's called Give the Fiddler a Dram. That's called Give the Fiddler a Dram, an old tune from south of here in Webster County. And believe it or not, there's some you wouldn't think about the diversity of fiddle styles and music styles in Webster County, because up in one end of that county is a little region where some Swiss people settled, in upper Webster County and then on into Randolph County. And we've had, Augusta has done a little project of producing a television show for public TV about this little community of Helvetia, which is a Swiss community in this county we're in right now, Randolph County. And Augusta is now working on an audio tape of traditional music from that community. And we happen to have one of the musicians who is from up there in the Helvetia community, born and raised up there. And his name is Bruce Bettler, and he's going to come up and play us some Swiss fiddle tunes. So this will be Bruce Bettler. Come on up, Bruce.
The thing about Swiss fiddling that confuses most people who come to Helvetia to play along with us for our dances is that they switch keys constantly, and that's an important element of Swiss style. Most of our dances, our folk dances, have parts to them, a chorus, if you will, a part that's repeated, and then separate steps for two other sections, and that's why our dances tend to go into three separate keys, so the dancers know when to switch to the next set of steps. The first one I'm going to do is called the Helvetia Polka. It begins in the key of D, then goes to the key of A, back to D for that chorus, and the key of G. All three of the dances I'm going to do also are schottisches, which the dance is a 1-2-3 hop. Let me show you that. So So if you can count to three and hop, you can certainly dance in Helvetia. Another element of Swiss fiddling style is a use of a vibrato at the end of phrases. And this next tune is called Der Gsatzlig, and it's from the region of Appenzell. It's also a Schottisch. It's in the keys of G and D and C. And the final one, I'm still trying to learn the hard part, which is to be able to yodel and fiddle at the same time. And you'll hear right away that I still haven't mastered it, but it's a good challenge for you fiddlers out there to be able to yodel a completely separate melody from what you're playing. This one is called Bira Bira Veka, which is pear bread. It's also from the region of Appenzell.
Bira Veka, schwarz und rot, mit der Kassmark sieht er rot. Bira Bira Veka, schwarz und rot, mag der sieht er rot. Bira
There's some traditional music from Randolph County, West Virginia, believe it or not. And Bruce and another fiddler who was raised up in the Helvetia area are doing some twin fiddling on this audio tape that we're working on. And it's really nice, I got to tell you. I'm real excited about this tape because it's some really sweet sounds on there. And we're going to move along with another fiddler from Randolph County, but he might as well be a continent away from what Bruce does, because literally the roots are a continent away, or at least an island away and a sea away. But Woody Simmons lives up the valley here in Mill Creek, and I'm going to ask Woody to come up here and play us a couple of tunes. Woody is 82 years young and has been playing music for 74 years, I think he told me. And he's signing an autograph right now, but he'll be up in a minute. First things first, when you're 82, I'll put it. Okay, this is Woody Simmons from about 15 miles away from where we are right here. Has lived up the valley all his life, and learned a lot of his music from the old timers that lived up that way, and has a lot of stories to tell about music, has had a lot of musical experience, and has been a real friend to Augusta. For the whole time Augusta has been going on, Woody Simmons has been right in there. He's the kind of person that we like to think Augusta is all about. So this is Woody Simmons.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here. The first tune I'm going to do is an old tune I learned off of Ed and Hammond way back in the 30s. Molly Put the Kittle On. Thank you. this if I didn't have a good helper here, Jerry Mellon. He's about the best there are. Yeah. He plays the fiddle just as good as I do, or better.
I forgot to tell you, Woody's a pretty good liar, too.
So, that old tune I learned off of Ed and Hammond, Edmund, he played an old tune called the George Washington March. And he's on over the Pocahontas County Fair, and it's sprinkling rain. He has fiddle in a fire sack, a Sunnyfield fire sack. Back at that time, a sack of flour only cost 39 cents. And I said, Edmund, I want you to play me the George Washington March. He said, I'll play her for you, but I won't play her for Dewey Hammer. And he didn't want nobody to learn that old tune, so he took me up there on the pavilion, and he played that tune, and I played it for years, thought I was playing the George Washington March, and Molly put the kittle on. He didn't want me to learn it. So I'll play another tune there in that tuning, Bonaparte Retreat.
And picked up an old fiddle and thought, well, if this fiddle could just tell a story about where it's been and what it's done, it'd be kind of nice to know. And Woody has taken the time, I know, with this old fiddle to trace it back as far as he could. And maybe you'd tell us a little bit about this fiddle, Woody.
Yeah, this old fiddle, the Wards and the Huttons are about the only fellas that had any money in these black fellas. They worked on the farm for them. Of course, I never did see the old black fellers. They lived in a log house over there, and they worked it out at 25 cents a day. And the fiddle went from them to Arch Collins, the old man Arch Collins, from there to Dabney Moss, and from there to Marvin Stoniker, from there to John Gear, from John Gear to Smith Trees, and then I bought it off of Smith. I done the janitor work at the schoolhouse. I was 13 years old, and I give him a bushel of potatoes in January. Then at the end of school, when I got my check, I gave him $5. But this fiddle's been bass barred and graduated. It's a very good violin. I valued it at $25,000. I've played fiddles that cost $350,000. And this fiddle and my red fiddle out there, two of the best ones I've found anywhere. If I knew whether the better one now for $10,000, I'd go and get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. do a little bit of Fork of Deer.
If there's any other fiddlers in the area that are around for the workshop and want to come up backstage here or so I can work you all in, I'd like to have you do that. Woody played a real nice waltz on the banjo a while ago over at the main stage called the Kiss Me Waltz. You did that one on the fiddle too,
yeah,
I think.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I started picking banjo on a 8 years old, been picking banjo 74 years. I pick a sailor's hornpipe up in B flat without a capo. Offered any banjo picker $500 to pick it there without a capo.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah, that'd bring a tear to a glass eye. That's Woody Simmons.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, we're going to move now, stylistically, from Randolph County, West Virginia, up to the Maritime Provinces of Canada. And, no, I'm sorry, we're going to go way across the ocean on this one. And ask her to play the right style here. Okay, this is Katrina McDonald from up in the Shetland Islands. And she's going to play us some Scottish Shetland Isle fiddle music.
Can you hear me? Yeah? Yeah, I'm going to try and play you some Shetland music. You could tell it's the end of the Augusta week. Everybody's going around like zombies. I come from an island called Shetland Islands, and I don't know if everybody knows where that is, but it's 200 miles north of the north of Scotland, in Britain. It's in the middle of nowhere, the back beyond. And it's very lucky to have what is one of Britain's most kind of distinctive fiddle styles. It doesn't really have a singing tradition or any other kind of tradition apart from the more modern ones that have come in nowadays or in this century. But up until this century, it was just all fiddle music. So I'm just going to tune up my instrument and get my other instrument out, and then I'll play you some tunes. Right, this is Ian Lothian, by the way. This is my friend from Britain. He's come over here with me. Ian's a piano accordion player, as you can see. And he comes from the borders, in the Scottish borders. Just nearly in England, but not quite. So it's okay. Right, to try and explain some of the roots of Shetland music, I have an instrument that I took over this summer. This is, if you've never seen one before, is a Norwegian Hardanger fiddle. Yeah? It's dead flash. It's, you know, when you get accordion players and they've got all their glitz on their accordions. Well, this is the fiddle version of it. It's excellent, you know. Obviously, I've just told you, it's 200 miles north of Scotland, Shetland. But if you go 200 miles west of Shetland, or east of Shetland, you will come to Bergen in Norway. And Shetland style is a real mixture, and I'll try and explain as I go along about that. I think even we have American influences, loads of different influences came into this big kind of hodgepodge style of Shetland. But this, I believe, is the instrument that holds the key to a lot of the way that we play Shetland music. So this instrument, if you've never seen one before, is the difference with it is that it actually has huge F holes. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah. The neck is shorter than a normal fiddle, and it has 8 strings, 4 on top, and 4 tiny little strings underneath. Yeah. That just ring in sympathy with the ones.